Check it out. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are online all of the time at npr.org/Bryant Park.
And you know what, Rachel, on the weekends, I can't take a news fast. I'm not that disciplined.
Okay.
But I will start with the back of the paper first. You know, the
That's
Sunday
your reprieve.
Styles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll check out the TV listings. Mm-hmm. I'll check out the article in the paper about cashews and suicide palm tree. Articles like that,
totally.
Can't get away from them. That's what we put in the Ramble every day.
And we're going to start out with a bizarre story from Craigslist, which is often actually becoming a source of bizarre stories. These days, you can literally find almost anything. Obscure trading cards, old auto parts, a hitman. Yes, that's right. The FBI says a woman in Michigan used the popular website to find an assassin to kill. This is so awful. To kill the wife of a man with whom she'd been having an affair. This is very bizarre. The ad itself was apparently innocuous, just a request for someone to perform a, quote, freelance job. But the FBI says that people who responded to the ad found out the woman was looking for someone to, quote, eradicate a female living in California. The woman allegedly also provided information about the intended victim and promised to pay $5,000 upon completion of the, quote, eradication task. Craigslist CEO Jim Buckmaster said this incident, you might imagine, he said this is the first time he's ever heard of anything like this on Craigslist. And Craigslist has posted 550 million classified ads over 12 years. They say it's the first hitman.
Have you ever used Craigslist for
more
benign things?
I get furniture from them all the time. I just bought a coffee table last week.
So I sold 100 snow globes on Craigslist one time.
Did you really?
People, that's a whole other story why I had 100 snow globes. Okay, you want to know how to make a botanist go wild?
I really do.
Well, then just put some pictures on in the online chat room, International Palm Society. That's what a couple of did. Two local cashew farmers in Madagascar having a picnic. They noticed an unusually large amount of flowers and fruit sprouting from the top of this palm tree. They returned to the site later, and they found that the plant had completely collapsed in a heap and died after this beautiful production of flowers. So they thought, well, maybe we're on to something here. They post these pictures in this online botany chat room, and then it just went crazy. Apparently, the plant is one of a few species called a suicide palm. The trees grow for decades, and they throw out every last bit of energy they have into this ultimately beautiful but fatal reproductive frenzy. A flower.
So much symbolism in there. It's such a sad, beautiful, and tragic
tale. This is a
Paul
Thomas Anderson movie, this plant,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And I don't understand this either entirely, no. the palms are mostly closely related to grow in Central Asia, China, and Thailand.
Well, I don't know about you, but every time I want to build a castle and someone tells me I can't.
You just get really mad.
I am going to hide that castle with hay, and then no one will know. It's true. This is what people did. An English farmer and his family used a 40-foot stack of hay bales to hide this castle that they were building. And apparently there are all kinds of rules, zoning rules, you might imagine, on where you can build castles and where you can't. And apparently this family wasn't allowed to build a castle on their particular property. So they hid it with a bunch of hay. And they worked so hard to keep their secret, they even kept their kid away from school the day that he was supposed to do this painting of his house. And they thought that that might reveal that the family was building a castle. And once it was finished, the family moved in and lived there in the castle for 4 years before finally, I don't know how they did. They just lived in hay?
Okay,
I don't get it.
Doesn't somebody one day over supper go, honey, we're crazy.
Or do you think people, passersby, might be like, what's that strange castle-shaped bale of hay doing on the side of the road? Anyway, it's apparently no longer illegal because it's been there for 4 years, and they just revealed that they were living in a castle August in 2006.
My goodness. All right, our next Ramble topic comes from the field of science. People are becoming creative in the way to stop diseases. A certain British biotech company was trying to figure out how to control dengue fever. What should we do? We should go to the source. Mosquitoes. What can we do to the mosquitoes? We can genetically modify them.
so that they will die.
That's it, exactly. They have the male mosquitoes. They figure out how to have them carry lethal genes, which then kill their offspring before they can reproduce. So the bugs are programmed to die unless they are fed with a common antibiotic. Then they are kept alive with the drug until they breed in large numbers. Now, okay, not everybody supports this. As you can imagine, Ronnie Cummins, the director of the Organic Consumers Association, says genetically engineered insects for pest control are a literal disaster waiting to happen.
I mean, it is scary.
When you think about ecosystems and food chains, what does it mean? But you can understand why they want to find a cure for dengue fever, or at least prevent it. The CDC says mosquitoes pass dengue fever up to 100 million people each year.
Okay, so I guess they can genetically engineer some mosquitoes. Finally, a developer wants to build the world's longest highway tunnel, running more than 16 miles under the west end of Long Island Sound. Now, this tunnel between Oyster Bay and Rye, New York, would let travelers going between Long Island and New England avoid really bad, nasty New York City traffic. Okay, I get that. But, I mean, the whole idea of going through a tunnel that long is a little bit freaky to me. The project is expected to cost $10 billion. Developer says it wouldn't cost taxpayers a dime. He wants to recoup construction costs by charging drivers $25 each way and by selling advertising along the tunnel. Kind of like, I guess, like in the subway when they've got these really fast advertisements. I don't know. Sounds scary to me.
Sounds scary to me, too.
Hey, folks, that's The Ramble. You can find these stories and so much more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.